This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Revlimid, Revlimid. Active ingredient, S, lenalidomide, lenalidomide. This leaflet provides important information about you using Revlimid. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Revlimid. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Revlimid? Revlimid contains the active ingredient lenalidomide. Revlimid belongs to a group of medicines called immunomodulating agents that work by acting on the cells involved in the body's immune system. The immune system is part of the body's defense, which helps to fight illness and infection. Revlimid is used to treat patients with multiple myeloma. Multiple myeloma, MM, is a cancer of the bone marrow. Revlimid is also used to treat patients who have conditions called myelodysplastic syndromes, MDS, in whom the bone marrow does not produce enough mature blood cells. This causes a lack of healthy blood cells in the body. There are different types of MDS. Revlimid is approved to treat a type of MDS where part of chromosome 5 is missing. This type of MDS is known as deletion 5q MDS, or 5q-. Patients with this type of MDS often have low red blood cell counts that require treatment with blood transfusions. It is hoped that the use of Revlimid will reduce the need for blood transfusions. Revlimid is used to treat adult patients who have been diagnosed with and previously treated for mantle cell lymphoma, MCL. MCL is a cancer of the lymph tissue, part of the immune system, affecting a type of white blood cell called B lymphocytes. MCL is a disease where B cells grow in an uncontrolled way and accumulate in the lymph tissue, bone marrow, or blood. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about how Revlimid works or why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is not addictive. Revlimid will only be prescribed to you by a doctor who has experience in medicines to treat cancers of the blood. What should I know before I use Revlimid? Warnings. Do not use Revlimid if you are allergic to lenalidomide or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are pregnant or think that you are pregnant. Revlimid may cause birth defects, deform babies, and may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. You are able to become pregnant unless you are willing to follow the required pregnancy prevention measures outlined in the iAccess program. See section the iAccess program. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Follow your doctor's instructions carefully. You will have been given specific instructions by your doctor, particularly on the potential effects of lenalidomide on unborn babies. Check with your doctor if you have not fully understood these instructions. Ask your doctor again before taking Revlimid. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. The iAccess program. Your doctor will have enrolled you in the iAccess program to ensure that lenalidomide is used safely. Revlimid, lenalidomide, is structurally related to thalidomide, which is known to cause severe life-threatening human birth defects, deform babies, and can cause death to an unborn baby if taken during pregnancy. If Revlimid is taken during pregnancy, it may cause birth defects or death to an unborn baby. To avoid exposure to unborn babies, Revlimid has restricted availability under a pregnancy prevention program, iAccess. This program is designed to ensure that this medicine is always prescribed and taken in the recommended way. Importantly, only patients who are formally enrolled in this program and agree to fully comply with all the requirements of this program can receive Revlimid. Some of the requirements of the iAccess program are outlined in the following sections. Your doctor will discuss all the details with you. 1. For women taking Revlimid. Before starting this treatment, your doctor will discuss your potential to become pregnant, even if you think this is unlikely, e.g., if your periods have stopped. If you are able to become pregnant, your doctor will discuss the potential risk to unborn babies if Revlimid is taken during pregnancy. You will be required to have pregnancy tests before treatment, every 4 weeks during treatment, and 4 weeks after stopping treatment. You should start your Revlimid treatment as soon as you get it from the pharmacy following a negative pregnancy test. Use reliable means of contraception for at least 4 weeks before starting Revlimid treatment, during treatment and treatment interruption, and for at least 4 weeks after Revlimid treatment has stopped. Your doctor will tell you what method of contraception to use. Effective methods of contraception include the following: implant, levonorgestrel releasing intrauterine system, IUS, medroxyprogesterone acetate depot, tubal sterilization. Sexual intercourse with a vasectomized male partner only. Vasectomy must be confirmed by 2 negative semen analyzers. Ovulation inhibitory progesterone only pills, i.e., desogestrel. Combined oral contraceptive pills are not recommended as they can increase the risk of blood clots blocking blood vessels in patients with MM being treated with this medicine. You must stop taking Revlimid and inform your doctor straight away if you miss, or think you have missed a period, or you have unusual menstrual bleeding, or suspect you are pregnant. You have heterosexual intercourse without using reliable means of contraception. Discuss with your doctor if you should breastfeed whilst taking this medicine. It is not known if Revlimid is excreted in human milk. Therefore, you should discuss with your doctor whether to discontinue breastfeeding while you are receiving this medicine. 2. For men taking Revlimid. Before starting this treatment, discuss with your doctor if your partner is able to become pregnant. If your partner is able to become pregnant, use barrier methods of contraception, e.g., condoms, even if you are vasectomized, during Revlimid treatment, during treatment interruption, and for at least 7 days after treatment has stopped. Tell your doctor immediately if your partner becomes pregnant whilst you are taking this medicine. Do not donate semen during treatment, or during treatment interruption, or for 7 days after stopping treatment. 3. For all patients taking Revlimid, discuss with your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: heart attack, blood clots, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, frequent bleeding, or bruising, frequent infections, hepatitis B virus infection, peripheral neuropathy, numbness, tingling, weakness, abnormal coordination, or pain in your hands and feet, thyroid problems, abnormal kidney function, liver problems, e.g., liver infections, allergic reactions to thalidomide, or lenalidomide. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you start taking Revlimid. Do not donate blood during Revlimid treatment or during treatment interruption, and for at least 1 week after stopping treatment. In Australia, patients with certain cancers are permanently excluded from donating blood. Do not take Revlimid if you have the rare hereditary problems of glucose intolerance, the LAP lactase deficiency, or glucose galactose malabsorption. Revlimid contains lactose. Tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Your doctor will ask you to have regular blood tests during treatment with Revlimid. Your doctor may adjust your dose of Revlimid or stop your treatment based on the results of your blood tests and on your general condition. If you are older than 65 years, in addition to these blood tests, your doctor may also check your kidney function with other tests. Do not give this medicine to a child or adolescent under the age of 18 years. Safety and effectiveness in children younger than 18 years have not been established. It is important to note that a small number of patients with MM may develop additional types of cancer, regardless of their type of therapy. At this stage, it cannot be excluded that this risk may be slightly increased with Revlimid treatment. Therefore, your doctor will carefully evaluate the benefit and risk when you are prescribed this medicine. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Revlimid may interfere with each other. These include medicines used to prevent pregnancy, such as oral contraceptives, medicines used to treat symptoms of menopause, e.g., hormone replacement therapy, medicines used for heart problems, e.g., digoxin, medicines used to thin the blood, e.g., warfarin. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Revlimid. How do I use Revlimid? How much to take or use? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Your doctor will tell you how much Revlimid to take, and for how long you will need to take it. Your doctor will monitor your progress, and may adjust your dose of Revlimid, or stop your treatment, based on the results of your blood tests, and on your general condition. When to take/use Revlimid. Take your medicine either 1 hour before, or 2 hours after eating food. How to take Revlimid. Swallow the capsules whole, preferably with water, once a day as directed by your doctor. Do not open, break, or chew the capsules. If powder from inside the capsules leaks out and contacts the skin, wash the skin immediately and thoroughly with soap and water. If lenalidomide contacts the mucous membranes, e.g., the eyes, flush thoroughly with water. If you forget to use Revlimid, if it is less than 12 hours before your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take the next dose, when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose, to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor, or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much Revlimid. If you think that you have used too much Revlimid, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately, in Australia, phone the Poisons Information Centre by calling 131126. Or, in New Zealand, phone the National Poison Centre, telephone 0800-POISON, or 0800-764-766. Contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Revlimid? Things you should do. Female patients. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant or suspect that you may be pregnant. You should also immediately stop taking Revlimid in this case. All patients. Tell any other doctors, dentists, pharmacists, or nurses who are treating you that you are taking Revlimid. If you are about to start on any new medicine, remind your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are taking Revlimid. Keep all of your doctor's appointments, so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor will do some blood tests regularly, and will check your general condition, to make sure the medicine is working, and to prevent unwanted side effects. Things you should not do. Female patients. Do not become pregnant whilst taking Revlimid. Do not have sexual intercourse without using effective means of contraception, described to you by your doctor. Male patients. Do not donate sperm during treatment, or treatment interruption, or for at least 7 days after stopping treatment. Revlimid can pass into human semen. Do not have sexual intercourse without using effective means of contraception, described to you by your doctor. All patients. Do not donate blood during treatment, or treatment interruption, or for at least 1 week after stopping treatment. In Australia, patients with some types of cancer are permanently excluded from donating blood. Do not stop taking Revlimid, unless you suspect that you are pregnant, or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Do not let yourself run out of medicine over the weekend, or on holidays. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take this medicine to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. In that case, return it to your pharmacist. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Revlimid affects you. Revlimid may cause dizziness, tiredness, or blurred vision in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol. Alcohol may interfere with the way this medicine works. Looking after your medicine. Keep your capsules in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep your capsules in the original package, until it is time to take them. Keep this medicine where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Medicines should not be disposed of via wastewater or household waste. These measures will help to protect the environment. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Heart palpitations, or fast heartbeat, chest pains, dizziness, or fainting, shortness of breath, weakness, or reduced ability to exercise. These could be symptoms of atrial fibrillation, irregular heartbeat, or tachycardia, fast heartbeat, bleeding, including nosebleeds, or bruising more easily than normal. Revlimid can reduce the number of platelets, which are responsible for making the blood clot properly. Your doctor may monitor your blood cell numbers during treatment with Revlimid. Tiredness, headaches, shortness of breath, dizziness and looking pale. Revlimid can reduce the number of red blood cells that carry oxygen around the body. Numbness, tingling, pins, and needles, or weakness of the arms and legs. This may be due to nerve damage, blurred vision, or difficulty seeing. This could be due to a cataract in your eye, s. passing large amounts of urine, excessive thirst, and having a dry mouth and skin. These could be symptoms of high blood sugar, or diabetes. Abnormal eye movements, convulsions, mood changes, or irregular heart rhythms. These could be due to low levels of minerals such as potassium, calcium, magnesium, or sodium. Tender swollen lymph nodes, low-grade fever, pain, or rash. This could be due to worsening of your tumor, for patients with MCL. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. These could be symptoms of an allergic reaction. Severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals, painful red area on the skin that spreads quickly, peeling of the skin. You may have a high temperature, chills, and muscle ache at the same time. These could be due to rare, but severe skin reactions such as Stevens-Johnson syndrome, toxic epidermal necrolysis and drug reaction with eosinophilia and systemic symptoms. Blurred vision, severe headache, weakness, or numbness in the face, arm, or leg, trouble speaking, or understanding, loss of balance. This may be due to a stroke which could be a result of blood clots in the blood vessels of your brain. Sudden pain in your chest, or difficulty in breathing. This may be due to a heart attack, or blood clots in the artery leading to your lungs. These blood clots can happen during treatment, or after treatment has stopped. Chest pain, severe weakness, rapid, or irregular heartbeat, and or sudden, severe shortness of breath, and coughing up pink foamy mucus. This could be due to heart failure, a condition where the heart muscle cannot pump blood strongly enough to supply blood throughout the body. Pain or swelling in your legs, especially in your lower leg, or calves. This may be due to blood clots in the veins of your leg. These can happen during treatment, or after treatment has stopped. Fever, severe chills, decreased urination, rapid pulse, rapid breathing, confusion, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, pain, or burning when you urinate, hacking cough, phlegm, sore mouth, or throat, flu-like symptoms, feeling of tension in the nose, cheeks and behind your eyes, or mouth ulcers. These could symptoms of sepsis, blood infection, or other serious infections such as pneumonia, passing little or no urine, drowsiness, nausea, vomiting, or breathlessness. These could be symptoms of kidney disease, abdominal pain, dark urine, fever, joint pain, loss of appetite, nausea, and vomiting, yellowing of the skin and or eyes. These are symptoms of liver failure, which in some cases may be due to hepatitis B virus infection. Some cases of hepatitis B virus infection may not result in symptoms initially. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Other side effects. Very common side effects. Diarrhea, constipation, feeling sick, also called nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, indigestion, dehydration, dry mouth, sore mouth. Mouth ulcers, difficulty in speaking, toothache, increase or decrease in weight, increase or decrease in appetite, loss of taste, itchiness, rash, redness of the skin, dry skin, bruising, excessive sweating, dizziness, fainting, headache, shaking or tremors, unusual weakness, night sweats, reduced sense of touch, difficulty sleeping, depression, anxiety, feeling of confusion, back pain, muscle spasms, muscle and or joint pain, swollen joints, bone pain, muscular weakness, pain in the extremities, feeling tight, fall, swelling of hands, ankles, or feet. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Some side effects, for example, changes in thyroid function or blood pressure, can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Revlimid contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Lenalidomide. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose. Microcrystalline cellulose. Cross-carbamylose sodium. Magnesium stearate. The capsule shells contain gelatin and titanium dioxide, and may also contain the following colorants. 2.5 mg capsules, indigo carmine and yellow iron oxide. 7.5 mg capsules, yellow iron oxide. 10 mg capsules, indigo carmine and yellow iron oxide. 15 mg capsules, indigo carmine. 20 mg capsules, indigo carmine and yellow iron oxide. The black printing ink contains shellac, ethanol, isopropyl alcohol, purified water, strong ammonia solution, potassium hydroxide, and black iron oxide. Potential allergens. Lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Revlimid looks like. The capsules are provided in packs. There are three pack sizes available. A pack will contain either two blisters, each with 7 capsules, giving a total of 14. 14 capsules per pack, 3 blisters, each with 7 capsules, giving a total of 21, 21 capsules per pack, or 4 blisters, each with 7 capsules, giving a total of 28, 28 capsules per pack. Some strengths and pack sizes of Revlimid may not be available as not all strengths and pack sizes are being distributed. Revlimid 2.5 mg capsules have a white body and blue-green opaque cap with 2.5 mg Revritin on them. Ostar 229850. Revlimid 5 mg capsules are white to off-white opaque capsules with 5 mg Revritin on them. Ostar 132510. Revlimid 7.5 mg capsules have a white body slash pale yellow opaque cap with 7.5 mg Revritin on them. Ostar 229851. Revlimid 10 mg capsules are pale yellow opaque body and blue-green opaque cap capsules with 10 mg Revritin on them. Ostar 132514. Revlimid 15 mg capsules are white to off-white opaque body slash powder blue opaque cap capsules with 15 mg Revritin on them. Ostar 132515. Revlimid 20 mg capsules have a powder blue body and blue-green opaque cap with 20 mg Revritin on them. Ostar 229852. Revlimid 25 mg capsules are white to off-white opaque capsules with 25 mg Revritin on them. 132516. Not all strengths may be available. Who distributes Revlimid? Bristol Myers Squibb Australia Pty Ltd. 4 Nexus Court, Mulgrave, Victoria 3170, Australia. Toll-free number 1-800-067-567. Email, medinfo.australia@bms.com. Revlimid and iAccess are trademarks of Celgene Corporation, a Bristol Myers Squibb company. This leaflet was prepared in January 2025.